Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. That's a good Monday song. Everybody toes. Mm-hmm. It's good. Oh, hello, everyone. And it's Monday, and it's a great day, and enjoy it.
Incredible.
And yes, and now we're going to turn it over.
Radio Alice Report.
Okay.
What's up, everyone? Good timing, everybody. Sure. That wasn't quite how we practiced it, but okay.
That's so close.
Oh. All that this practice, man.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a health crisis. The Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to school districts in Alameda, Contra Costa, Monterey, Santa Clara, and San Francisco counties so schools can get much-needed pandemic supplies now. See what they're doing for the community at Fremont Bank. Today's weather, there's clouds now, and some spots will, you know, have some blue sky breakthrough with a high of 60s. It didn't rain on my drive over, but it's completely wet outside, as in full wet ground. Something must have happened while I've been inside.
That's how I was here in the city too. And I had to have my wipers on. It was just super misty that I couldn't see. It wasn't raining.
I didn't notice it on the drive, but yeah, obviously that's what's happening out there because it's wet down there. Okay. Today is the day your taxes are due. Hopefully you've already handled all that. There are plenty of people, though, who are shocked by this.
I forgot all about it.
Well, it's easy, too. All of our routines are changed. Yep. And so I get that. I'm actually getting my taxes done later this year than I ever have. And usually it's that relief, you know, come February or March where I'm like, okay, the hardest part of my year feels like it's done now.
Yep.
Or the most stressful, you know, thing on the books, I should say. Crap always comes up, right?
Sure. There's always something. But this is the thing you know is coming.
Right.
It's going to happen. It happens year after year. Look, if this is truly a surprise for you, you can get an extension. It's got to be filed today. You can file for an extension. But now you know. There's no more running from it and hiding.
Plenty of people like to wait till the last minute. Some do it accidentally, but many do it on purpose. I'm not giving them my money until I absolutely have to.
I'll leave it in my bank account and let it gain interest.
Right. Whatever their theory or way is, that's...
It's worth the $1 in interest you're going to make on it to get it off your plate.
I don't know. I like to be relieved and have it done, but whatever. So that's what's the deal is... Tax days today, and yes, you can still get an extension. So there's that. I've got some stories about how people like to think they know tax code, and I have no patience for doing taxes myself.
I can't
imagine trying to sort through that myself.
He does all the work, and I still think it's the hardest thing I do all year. He gives me a list of stuff to get together, and I do it, and then I'm like, oh, that was hard. Now you do the rest of it.
Right.
And you better do it right.
Okay, so I wanted to read this to you guys, a little bit of this, not a lot, just a couple quick sentences, but I get this thing from the New York Times, so that's the source. And as COVID guidelines have changed, there's obviously a lot of confusion about what you can do. I did watch part of Saturday Night Live, and I thought the guys on the news handled that in a very funny way, as I think it was Michael Che who said something like, so the masks have been, you know, we finally lifted the masks, and yet here are the things you still can't do. And then it listed everything that you still can't do, which is kind of the deal. Like, yes, you can take your mask off, but the grocery store still wants you to put it on, Ricky Schroeder.
It's true.
Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah, Ricky.
Anyway, here's what the New York Times writes. These are the sort of, let me see. Here, we offer a COVID guide for four different types of households. I won't read them all, but fully vaccinated. This is the easiest category. If everybody in your household is at least 2 weeks past their full vaccine doses, you can comfortably resume pre-pandemic activities. They say the vaccine virtually eliminates serious versions of COVID-19 and radically reduces the chances you could contract or spread the virus. For you, it'll end up being a mild flu at the worst, which you probably won't even get since you're vaccinated. So there's the good news.
Right.
You're not at any meaningful risk from maskless person in the supermarket who may or may not be vaccinated. They say you're good.
So don't get in a fight with them. It's not on you.
As you go down this little list, and again, this is from the New York Times if you want to find it and sort of read in more detail. But the one that sort of category I fit into, which is the biggest question, is little kids cannot get vaccinated. So what's the move, right? Mm-hmm. These are some of the hardest cases because children under 12 seem to be months away from being vaccinated. They say there are reassuring facts for these families, though. First, in many of the places where children spend time, COVID transmission is uncommon. It's extremely rare outdoors, and springtime is a good time to be outdoors, they're saying here. So let them outside. Mm. That's, you know, how they're stir crazy and driving you nuts. Let them go outside. They're saying they're good. The number of outbreaks in schools has also been quite low worldwide, perhaps because children may be less likely to infect others when they have COVID. So there's a lot of reassuring evidence that says the kids are going to be okay. And that is a relief to me. So hopefully others out there who need to hear that are hearing it now for the first time. And you can research that more. It's from the New York Times, and it's about the households and how to handle the vaccine and the mask mandate that's been lifted or lifting, depending on what state you're in. Okay. Another thing that was on Friday, I meant to get to it and just didn't have time. There's a massage therapist apparently in Ohio. She's a 41-year-old lady who solicited Ohio State football. These are college kids. She was going to these college kids and offering her massage services and then boning them.
Oh.
The university caught wind of this and, of course, had to have an investigation. Mm-hmm. They say this woman, and they don't even put her name in the report, is a licensed massage therapist. She's now agreed to surrender her license because of the misconduct. I didn't know there was a code of conduct among massage therapists, but apparently they're not supposed to do their...
That's not legit, I see.
That's not professional,
but
apparently.
If two people are consenting and they decide...
Yeah, maybe don't pursue young men in large numbers for whatever this person's motivation was.
Weird, we all have chlamydia. I wonder what's up with that. All of us. It's crazy. Well, off to my massage appointment.
There was a complaint filed about a woman who'd been offering free therapeutic massages to football players as a way of initiating sexual interactions with them.
So they weren't paying her?
Well.
Okay, they were paying her.
There's some questionable, the report leaves some questions unanswered, but the bottom line becomes these are people who are getting free school in return for their services.
Sports. Sure. Okay.
And everything that they do is being watched by the NCAA for misconduct. You know, are you on the take? Are you getting free stuff that you're not supposed to? And there's a lot of bad stuff happens. In fact, you hear all the time where someone will say, oh no, those guys got paid. Yeah, they were getting paid. And you just go, what? It's so sketchy. And it might be that they worked at an auto dealership in town. And that's how they were getting their money.
There was some kind of check rolling in with the quote unquote work.
Oh yeah, that guy's an employee here.
Yeah.
Who's never shown his face one time. Right. But yeah, I mean he works here.
Yeah. It's on the books.
Anyway, this massage therapist made the national news because she's not connected to the university and was somehow going straight to the football players, at least five dudes. enjoyed her services.
And is the question whether or not, like, somebody at the university was paying her to solicit this?
No,
like,
if the question
they're
is
paying
that,
her.
I don't, well, maybe, I don't know. But it comes down to, I just can't believe that there's a person pursuing these young men in numbers that actually end up getting reported.
She got a thing for college football players. Mm-hmm.
I guess. She appeared to use whatever approach was most effective with the football student athletes. Often, the student athlete would indicate they would try to pay the massage therapist, but she would refuse. And then they didn't know how to respond. But then when she, you know, grabbed the
handle,
the weak, right, the the weak moment, we'll call it. She she grabbed the weak moment, and then they knew how to respond.
And they said, this is how you want to be paid. Well, I'm capable of that.
Right. That I can do. Anyway, one of the things that was funny is I didn't get to do this story on Friday because there was just no time. But then this also came up on the SNL news as well when they did the story. And I went, oh, my God, this person made the national news. They're every, she's
news
everywhere.
Nationals are going to cover this for sure.
Jesus.
Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9 and Newsnet National for sure will cover this.
Oh, that's what she says. For sure we'll cover this.
Also from Ohio. No.
Not a, no. No.
That's not.
No. Squeezing it in whenever I can.
There's a guy in Ohio, and earlier this week he stole 14 cases of Bud Light from the Kroger grocery store.
Oh, that's a lot of Bud Light.
Then he turned right around and rolled the shopping cart back inside and tried to return all the beer.
Well, now.
He told the staff his wife had bought the wrong beer for the party, and employees couldn't confirm it, and he didn't have a receipt, so the guy stormed out with all the Bud Light.
He still had the Bud Light, though, at least.
Yeah, I mean, he did get 14 cases of beer, but when the store looked at the surveillance footage, they figured out what he'd done, and they called the cops. But he's gone. Long gone. Yeah, there's the guy.
Oh, there he is. Look at all those cases of Bud Light. That's a loaded cart right there.
Yeah. So he didn't get the money back.
Following the mask guidelines. Mm-hmm. Well, way to go, buddy.
But they let him walk right out with the 14 cases he'd just stolen. So we'll see how that goes.
That's a good trick, the whole, I stole this, now I want to return it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Or you could, I don't know, that seems like it's so much work to me. So much peril, too. You know, you're getting, for every time it works, it's like people don't know about cameras.
Yeah. Well, there's always someone trying to work a scam.
It's
always
true. Just honestly, if you just put that kind of effort into finding a job, you know, they're, I get it. Jobs are super boring.
Ding, ding. This next story, we'd heard about the Colonial Pipeline hack, which is an important pipeline for the East Coast. It's where they get their gas. It goes from Texas to the East Coast and is distributed from there. And the hack seriously changed people's ability to get gas. Many stations just ran out.
Yeah,
and we
don't have any.
Reported last week about people trying to cut lines and people trying to fill trash bags with gas. Mm-hmm. Hoarding gas, basically. Yeah. The police in Clayton, North Carolina got a call at 5 in the morning on Tuesday about a crash on the highway. And when they got there, they found a 19-year-old guy. Oh, this isn't the one I wanted to do. Damn it.
I was going to say, is he siphoning gas out?
No,
from the crash victims?
Shoot. Oh, I misplaced it. It's about this lady. Let me see if I can find it. Damn.
Well, just tell me what you remember.
I want to do the whole story. I can't do it justice, but she'd hoarded all this gas, right?
Oh, no, and then she got in an accident. And
got in
up.
An accident crashed. Oh. And the whole thing went up in flames.
Did she live?
She lived, but she ended up burnt, like severely burned.
God.
It's actually a terrible story, and yet it's one of those where you go, you were hoarding gas in a stolen car.
In a stolen car?
Yeah. I got to find this story. I can't do this story justice off the top of my head, but I had it, and it was like, it's one of those where you just go, oh, here it is. I got it.
Oh, Jesus.
Sweet.
It's so bad, though. And I had another one, too, speaking of fires. It was someone who was using hand sanitizer and smoking cigarettes.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Did they burn their hand up?
Yeah, that's it's bad news. Anyway, I'm pulling it up.
Basically
now,
rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yes. Let me get this one. I've got our I'm not going to get it. I'm so sorry, you guys. It's a Monday.
You're going to get it.
You're going to get it then.
Am I going to get it?
Yes, I have faith in you.
I also sent it to your email too if you
need. Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to save us a lot of trouble. There it is. Woman hoarding gasoline. Oh, this is South Carolina. Anyway, a South Carolina woman was hoarding gasoline and caught fire on Thursday after her vehicle crashed and burst into flames. Oh. They're saying she was driving a Pontiac G6 with a stolen license plate. The driver of the Pontiac turned left on this road, accelerated the vehicle in an attempt to elude police officers. The deputy then activated his vehicle siren, and when the deputy could complete radio traffic with the communication center, the driver of the Pontiac lost control. I can't show you the picture. The car's in full flames.
You can't even
and
see
it's
the car.
Because she'd been hoarding gasoline.
And she carrying was actually, it around with her, huh? Look at the black smoke. Honestly, that just looks like a forest fire.
Man, I really botched this story. I was so excited to do it just because it was like a police chase.
Sure, all the exciting stuff, right? So,
man, what a bummer. Anyway, I will redeem myself
next news
break.
I hope that you can bring up your GPA.
Oh, kill me.
By the end of the show.
Our text number is 800-400-369. Save your text. I'm going to beat myself up hard enough right after this.
No, get Damn him. It. Get him.
Kill me. Jesus. I had it all organized, and somehow I moved something. Wait a minute. What's that? Vinny, the only reason why we know about Bill Maher and the 8 Yankee players and staff COVID breakthrough cases is because they get regularly tested. If all regularly tested, bet there would be more breakthrough cases. In my honest opinion, the U.S. did a horrible job getting cheap rapid tests out. Well, I don't know.
I don't know what that's about.
Well, it's about the masks being removed from people. Bah, 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 a bunch of sheeps that are given medical advice.
Who?
All right.
Us?
If you say
okay.
so,
we don't
I
care.
Guess.
You know what? You do what you're comfortable with, and we'll do what we're comfortable with.
They should let Tom Cruise loose on Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would pay to see that fight, the two of them going at it. Oh, that'd be fun. Good times. Good times.
Costco employee here says 510, that crap still happens every day.
Oh,
God.
It's just that Ricky Schroeder did it, so it made the news. I get it. Huh. Yeah, it sucks to be a store employee these days. Oh, really? I got to be the police for this maskless person? Great. I can't wait. All right. I'm up in rotation. Fine.
650 says, I saw Angelina Jolie's new movie in Redwood City, and it was really good. The theater was not filled. Every other row was blocked off.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, the Angelina Jolie movie dropped on HBO Max on Friday, too.
Oh.
So that may be part of the reason why.
People didn't need to go to a theater to see
it. Stop trying to make Angelina Jolie an action hero. You can blow on her and she'll fly away. Yeah, she's pretty stick thin.
She is.
That's true.
Yeah. She's good in the Lara Croft movies.
Mm-hmm. John was she?
Those. Yeah, John loves her. Loves Lara Croft. Loves Angelina.
Why does he love Lara Croft? I don't get it.
He played all the games.
Oh, because of the video game?
Yeah. He played all the Lara Croft video games. And then when they made it with Angelina, he was like first in line to see it. He loves it.
Oh.
Loves Lara Croft.
All right.
I've watched him a bunch of times because he'll be like, oh, look, Lara Croft's on. sits and watches it. I'm like, all right.
Huh?
I know.
I've never even seen it.
He loves her. He loves Ashley Judd. He's got a
Ashley
couple chicks
Judd,
he's
really?
Really into. Yeah,
boy,
well,
you,
you know.
Talk about showing your age.
Younger Ashley Judd.
Right, well, but yeah. He's also not younger.
No, right, sure, right.
His love has stayed strong.
Sure, he, right.
Even though he
thinks
is.
That she's great.
Someone is saying here, I thought Bill and Melinda met at work too. Wasn't she an employee at Microsoft and that's where they met?
Oh, that's fun.
I didn't know that.
You know, that's the thing. He didn't really go anywhere else but work.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't that his whole thing? There I am. This is what I do. I do it every day, all day. There is no break for me. I don't need sleep. I just recharge my battery. I plug into the wall and everything's fine. And I go all night, all night, all night, all night.
Yeah, they met at a business dinner.
Error.
Oh, so she was an employee.
After Melinda Gates became a product manager at Microsoft.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Oh. She was an employee. Well, crunch. All right. Well, anyway, I'm out of time. I will reorganize and do better next time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We have two major announcements coming up today.
I saw that. I don't know anything about these.
One is at 8 and one is at 9. Major announcements. And coming up next, I have Triple Crown news.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.